Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life is Too Short for Matching Socks. This is Samantha Morgan, and it's been too long, guys. So, yeah, let's talk. God has definitely been dealing with me, and I wanted to share this nugget that I've gotten over the last couple of weeks, actually, about the fact that we teach people how to treat us. And I know I've said this in a few of my messages before, but I want to get in depth a little bit more. We teach people how to treat us. And then when they're treating us the way that we taught them how to treat us, we get upset. We get irritated. We just get in our feelings and get downright wrong. And we don't take responsibility for our wrongs and our actions. And the thing is, we are all at fault. Let me tell you why. Especially people that are in ministry, especially people that have a sickness, an illness, whatever it may be. A lot of times we come in agreement with something that God has not intended for us to have or intend to for us to look at in the way that we look at it. Like, people look at me and they're like, you're strong, you got it, you're okay. Because they see me in ministry mode most of the time. So they feel as though, as I tell people all the time, the Holy Spirit is not a punk. And when the Holy Spirit take over and you allow it and you yield to the Spirit, it is strong in your weakness. He is strong. You know, God will make you strong. And people see me as that, but they forget that I'm also a person. I'm a person with feelings. I'm a human with emotions. I feel things as well. I go through things just like the next person. And the way that you need me, I need you. And people forget that, just like some people, whatever disease or whatever it is they may have or whatever they're in agreement with, they will become that. And they forget that there's so much more than that. I'm so much more than just a prayer warrior. I'm so much more than just someone that you can run to whenever you need me. I am so much more than that. I'm a human being that needs you to be by my side, that needs you to say, how are you doing? That needs you to plug into my spiritual growth and to push me further along. And when I don't get that, it's like, what am I doing? And then I start looking at it like, dang, am I not a good person? Am I not a good friend? Am I not a good wife? What am I doing wrong? What am I doing that I should not be doing or that I should be doing? And God was like, no, you people think you're so strong. Because you had to be for so long. And they don't realize that you're more than these things. And how can they know that if you never tell them? How can they know that if you never sat down and actually said, you know what, guys, I'm hurting. And what you're doing is affecting me. How do they know that? So I just want to encourage you guys to remember that you teach people how to treat you. So break that cycle. If it's bad, teach them how. Fix it. You know, I had to fix it. I'm fixing it as I go along. It's not hard. It's actually very draining. It's actually very tiring. But I had to come out of agreement with I am more than just a mentor. I'm more than just a leader. I'm more than just strong. I'm a human. And we have to understand that. So I'm teaching people how to treat me and what I like. You know, the Bible tells us to do unto others as we want others to do unto us. So why are we not doing that? Why are we not letting people know that what you're doing is affecting me and I need it to stop in order for us to move on, in order for us to be stronger in a relationship? And I'm not talking about man and woman. It could be woman and man, man and man. I mean, friendship. I'm not talking about, anything but friendship, relationships, friendships, wives, husbands. You know, what are we doing? Are we teaching each other our love language and understand that our love language changes from time to time? It doesn't stay the same because we grow and our desires change. We want more. We want to do more. What are we saying to the people? Are we teaching them how to treat us? And in fact, in teaching them how to treat us, we become stronger together. You know, you tell me, you know, I'm my sister's keeper. At the same time, do you really know what that means? And did I teach you what it means to me? And did you teach me what it means to you? Because our perspectives are two different things. So I just want to encourage you guys to really sit and evaluate what it is that affects you with the relationships that you have. Mother, daughter, son, sister, friend, cousin, auntie, uncle, husband, wife, whatever. What are you allowing to happen that affects you in such a way that it drains you and it pulls you down and it makes you become something that you're not? What is that thing? To my ladies, I salute you. Keep on being queens. Queens, understand that you are royalty. To my men, you are kings. Keep your head up. Walk strong. Lead your women. And have a blessed, amazing, and wonderful day. Share this podcast, Life is Too Short for Matching Socks, on Facebook Live. On Facebook. Also, Outside the Four Walls Ministry. Just go ahead and share it. I think that it's going to minister to people. And I need you guys to know that I am more than just a minister. I am more than just strong. I'm human. Blessings.